Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Search for Idaho inmate and accomplice in officer ambush is over.
Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
DOJ taking a legal bite out of a tech giant.
Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market.
Helping Americans trapped in Haiti.
The goal is to get people out of Haiti.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Inmate Skylar Mead and his accomplice, Nicholas Umfenauer, have been caught after an intense search. They were on the run since ambushing Idaho corrections officers at a Boise hospital early Wednesday. Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly with the Idaho State Police adds,
"We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident."
Authorities say the two are members of a white supremacist gang and overtook officers Wednesday with two shot and expected to recover. A federal appeals court has ordered Boston Marathon bomber Joe Karzarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to probe claims of juror bias. The order keeps intact Tsarnaev's death sentence for now. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, who's facing federal bribery charges, announces on social media,
"I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election."
The Justice Department is leading a lawsuit against Apple, accusing it of violating antitrust laws. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple's anti-competitive practices are hurting consumers.
"That has meant fewer choices, higher prices and fees, lower quality smartphones, apps and accessories, and less innovation from Apple and its competitors."
General Garland alleges Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse. Apple calls the allegations wrong on the facts and the law. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Over 60 U.S. citizens, according to a State Department spokesman, are back in this country after getting onto U.S. government-organized flights from Cap-Haitien, Haiti, to Miami. Some 30 others were sent from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic, where CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is.
"Getting here will be a huge sigh of relief for people, but you have to remember that getting to these helicopters in the capital is not easy. It is, in fact, very dangerous. So even if you're looking to leave and you've been cleared to leave, there may be instances where people cannot make these flights."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says an Israeli assault on the southern Gaza town of Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary to defeating Hamas. Blinken made his comments after a sit-down with Arab diplomats in Cairo to discuss a possible ceasefire in Gaza. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Doctors in Boston say they've made a breakthrough in organ transplant surgery by performing the first successful genetically modified kidney transplant from a pig to a human.
I'm Peter King. For Dr. Tetsuo Kawai, it doesn't get any better than this.
"It was truly the most beautiful kidney I have ever seen."
Kawai was the lead surgeon for the transplant, a pig's kidney replacing one belonging to a 62-year-old man with end-stage kidney disease. Kawai says the kidney is working perfectly and should for at least 2 years.
Sentencing is over for the six law enforcement officers convicted of the racially motivated torture of two black men in Jackson, Mississippi. Eddie Parker was one of the men assaulted.
We got sympathy today.
Come on back here.
We got appreciation today. We got joy today. Pain is still in us, man, but pain is slowly, slowly running away.
The former deputy sentences ranged anywhere from 10 to 40 years in prison. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Russia fires over two dozen missiles at Kyiv. Ukrainian air defenses shot down all of the missiles early, but falling wreckage has damaged apartment buildings, injuring 13 people, including a child. It comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to respond in kind to recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border region of Belgorod. A new way to test for Parkinson's disease. The latest from CBS's Jim Krasula.
Doctors say Parkinson's disease can be diagnosed through a new skin biopsy test. It can detect a certain protein people with Parkinson's have in their bodies.
In those unusual or unknown conditions where the physician and patient are debating, could this be Parkinson's disease? I do think this would make a big difference.
Dr. Christopher Gibbons is a neurologist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston and a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
New research from India could carry a warning to pregnant women across our warming planet. CBS's Vicky Barker in London explains.
Researchers have long known this.
Heat exposure poses a real threat to the health of pregnant women and their unborn children through complications like premature birth, low birth weight, miscarriage, and stillbirth.
Rachel Huxley of the Wellcome Trust. But the new research from India gives the most detailed data yet. Working in extreme heat can double those risks, far higher than previously thought. And with our world warming, that warning should be reaching more women in temperate regions now, too. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's spring, but it feels like winter in portions of the country's midsection. A storm system could dump a foot or more of snow in some northern states starting today, including Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. They're under winter weather advisories. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.